Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I want to start off, I think, with this thing from Dimitri Dudeman. It's a prophecy, and then there's a little bit of scripture there that kind of ties into it. This is from Dimitri himself. This is the angel evidently talking to Dimitri. He said, "Dimitri, have patience so I can tell you. Get on this." I got on something next to him. I don't know what it was. I also know that I was not asleep. It was not a dream, and it wasn't a vision. And I was awake, just as I am right now. He showed me all of California and said, "This is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this, in one day, it will burn. Its sin has reached the Holy One." And then he took me to Las Vegas. "This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn." And then he showed me the state of New York. "Do you know what this is?" he asked. I said, "No." He said, "This is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn." And then he showed me all of Florida. "This is Florida," he said. "This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn." Well, then he took me back home to the rock where we had begun. "All of this I have shown you. In one day, it will burn." I thought that's kind of interesting. So here's another one. "Set thy trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law." Isn't that interesting? "He shall come as an eagle. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And he will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." Then the last one. "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed." So there you go. Any comment on that, Larry?
No, Dimitri was pretty clear when he laid out everything that he was shown.
Yeah, and it's not good for the United States, but it parallels exactly what the Bible does say. I would think that most of all the cities now pretty much are Sodom and Gomorrah as far as the Lord is concerned. We're going downhill so rapidly, it's basically unstoppable, which means, of course, that judgment already has been here, but it's just going to pick up and keep getting worse and worse. And meanwhile, of course, some people are looking for a man to come along to save them, be it Barack Obama, be it Trump, be it Prince Charles, be it Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, be it the CEO of the United Nations, be it whoever. They have rejected the only one who could save them. His name is Jesus Christ. And the world has pretty much said, "Nope, we don't want anything to do with that guy. something wrong with him. And so here we are, folks, and this is what happens when you do that. Psalm 28 gives you all the blessings if you do what the Lord tells you. And Psalm 28, verse 15 forward, tells you all the curses you're going to inherit when you reject the Lord. And we have now inherited almost all of the curses, which should tell you exactly why we are where we're at. Anyway, Larry, where did you want to start?
Well, I was going to give a very interesting piece from Space Weather, June 2nd. Pretty interesting they're sharing this information. You know, lately I've been watching a lot of glitches on my satellite TV, and, you know, the picture fuzzes up, and you know, sometimes you can see it all, sometimes you can't, back and forth, and you lose the voice sometimes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And interesting, this is one we didn't know anything about when we talk about the sun. And by the way, the sun is still very active, and Standeo says it probably will be active and dangerous through June and July. So that's what he said. But listen to this. This is a point of reference, if you will, dealing with activity of the sun and what I guess a side effect it's causing that most people are just totally unaware of. And I like your opinion after I get through reading this. Listen, really close here. Thermosphere is heating up. If you use satellites, this is important. A series of geomagnetic storms in 2023 has pumped terawatts of energy into Earth's upper atmosphere, helping to push its temperature and height to a 20-year high. Alert! Air surrounding Earth is now touching satellites in Earth's orbit and dragging them down. It's a really big deal for all satellites in low Earth orbit. Now, I had no idea that was going on, Stuart, that literally the sun activity and the geomagnetic storms had thrown so much energy into our atmosphere that our atmosphere expanded all the way up to the low Earth orbit satellites and was dragging them, if you will, putting drag on them and pulling them down. Did you know that?
No, actually I didn't. I do know that the Lord can put a stop to the New World Order and all of their technology by just dumping all these satellites they put up there through a CMA, which it appears as though he's getting ready to do. I mean, Ed Dames, Dr. Doom, has never, as far as I know, ever retracted his kill shot routine. In fact, I think he's reinforced it. And I don't know. A terawatt is a lot of energy. It might anybody that saw Back to the Future and Doc and his time machine had to have, I think it was 21 gigawatts of electrical power in order to make the machine jump either forward or backwards. And he didn't know how to do that, so they harnessed a lightning bolt to accomplish it. But I don't think people realize how much power this is. And the other question I have, and I haven't seen too many people addressing it, and that is, what happens to all this cosmic radiation? You remember the movie The Core?
Oh, yeah.
And Earth expansion, does energy go in to the core of the Earth and get transmuted into, I guess one could say, a physical reality? In other words, it keeps putting pressure until the Earth expands. Now, a lot of people don't realize that in the days of Noah, the Earth was basically flat. And it didn't seem like it had a whole lot of mountains or anything like that. It was one continent. I think, what did they call that, Larry? Tangia, I think it was, or something like that. I mean, science has proved that it's true, that there was just one continent and one ocean. And then, in the days of Peleg, after the flood of Noah, the earth split apart, and that's why we have the seven continents now, which is very, very interesting, because in the Tower of Babel, you remember the story that God came down and saw what men were up to, and he said, whatsoever they imagine, they can do as a unit. And so what he did was he confused the languages, and so they couldn't speak to each other. And that, I think, is where you begin to get your tribes and whatnot. They all travel in different areas, and when they got to the areas where God wanted them, then Peleg, which actually means earthquake, took place, and the earth expanded rapidly into what we have today. And that's very, very fascinating when you come to the book of Revelation and the tribulation period, and the earth could expand again rapidly. In other words, it seems like it stores up all this energy, and I don't know if it can transmute it into matter or not. It just seems odd that all of this is now going on, and now we're developing all these sinkholes, these rifts. You've got this huge rift in Africa. They're claiming it's going to create a new continent, because it's splitting Africa in half. And then you've got the New Madrid and the prophecies of the United States being split into two parts with a huge inland sea. And, of course, you know, all of this is directly related either to the Milky Way cosmic energies that's coming out, and the sun, which is our closest nemesis in some ways. It's a life giver, but it also can kill. Just like the center of the Milky Way, the Mayans claimed that life and death lay in the center or the core of the Milky Way. And what happens in the core eventually, of course, reaches us. And when it does, it raises havoc. I'm working on the finishing touches of the intruders, and it's all about cosmic intruders. I hope to have that up very soon. And there's a whole lot to it. And what happens with radiation, and what happens to the mind? Dr. Paul LaViolette says it can even cause extinction-level events. But predominantly what it does is alters DNA. And Cliff, I did a whole series on it, and I verified it, what he said. All you got to do is go out online and type in how radiation affects the human brain. And there's all kinds of articles out there about brain fog, depression, anger, all kinds of things happen. And what's interesting, Larry, is as his son is being very agitated, it seems like humanity's getting very agitated. And I think the two are related together. And unknown energies from space and how they're affecting the mental state of mankind. Now, some are more affected than others. Some people really feel this stuff. Now, my hip really feels when the sun is throwing out stuff, and it can really be painful. But this business of heating up the air, upper air, and now they're coming out and saying the Atlantic is much, much warmer than it normally is. We have an El Nino coming in, that's strengthening, I think it is. And so it's up for grabs as to what kind of a hurricane season we're going to have, how many severe storms we're going to have, and all of this sort of thing. Now, when I was a professional pilot, I saw huge changes over the years of the weather. And as I got near retirement, squall lines, for example, were much, much higher and more dangerous than they were back in the early days, et cetera, et cetera. We also noticed changes in migratory patterns, particularly of geese, which you can run into. All that sort of thing is changing. The magnetic pole is changing. I think it's slowing down again. It stopped for a while, stopped for a month or two, and then it began to move again. They say the core of the Earth is slowing down. All of this is going to, it's all related in one form or another. Anyway, that's it. Fascinating, Larry. So what do they think is going to happen? Just keep more and more of this stuff?
Well, that's what it appears, is, you know, the satellites are becoming more and more vulnerable, it does seem. That's the low Earth satellite, orbiting satellites. You know, some
right.
of the others that are higher up don't have that problem, apparently, but the lower ones now are beginning to be affected by this, I guess you could say, heating in the atmosphere from the energy that's coming in off the sun.
Yeah, and where else is it going? That's what we don't know. It's going to be very, very fascinating as this thing really starts to warm up, let's put it that way. The sun is really, really agitated right now. And don't forget the kill shot. I firmly believe that Ed Dames is right, that this is, we already are seeing the precursor. And what the kill shot really was an entire series of CMAs, very powerful X-class flares. But it wasn't just one or two like we normally have. You might get an X-class, and then that was it. Maybe you got two, but it, no more than two. But of late, what has it been now, Larry? About a year we've been seeing multiple CMEs. Not just one,
oh, yeah.
not just two, but 8, 10, or 12 all at one time.
Oh, it has, and it depends on the day, but generally, you know, we've been getting 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to almost up to 12 a day sometimes, depending on the day and the sunspot. So it's constantly changing, but it's very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one for you folks out there. It may not affect you if you don't live near the hurricane place. Tropics may come alive as new hurricane season gets underway. AccuWeather meteorologists are monitoring the Gulf of Mexico for potential tropical development early in June. Florida will feel the impacts even if a budding system that's down there does not strengthen enough to even be called a tropical storm, Arlene. What else you got, Larry? What did you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to also bring up the fact that, you know, Barry Rothman did a code the other day on, you know, his data that he's been working on, and he says contact established, ET disclosure, and of course we mentioned that in the last show, but
mm-hmm.
he did a very, very interesting code on the asteroid Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. And I can't remember, but wasn't it you years ago that had a some type of anomaly in the middle of, wasn't it Ceres? Wasn't it that the asteroid that you found something setting in?
Yes. Yeah, I got pictures of it. Somebody sent
okay,
them to
anyway.
Me.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, you can see
yeah.
You can. They're mining it. You can even see the machine. So anybody that says this stuff is not going on is just hiding under a rock or something.
Anyway,
it's
he did
real,
a quick. Yeah, he did a real quick code on that location, and here's what he got. He got six back. Number one, Ceres aliens. 2, Reich. 3, Nazi. 4, Hitler. 5, light, 6, dawn. What do you think?
Wow. Well, yeah, you know, when you look at stuff like that, the Fourth Reich is a very much alive and well, and that's what we're going to be dealing with. is going to actually be the Fourth Reich. We're already dealing with it. You can call the UN, the World Economic Forum, and all that. If you go back and look up what Klaus Schwab is, he has ties to the German Hitler regime and whatnot like that. He's tied back into that. We're dealing in the Fourth Reich. There's the Bible codes that he's running on the Fourth Reich, I believe, are right on the money. And, of course, they are, in fact, working with what we call aliens. We call them, as Christians, fallen angels. It's just part of the delusion that God said, I'm going to, because you rejected my son, here, have some aliens, and you can believe them and everything they tell you. And we've got really intelligent people that are involved in this. Dr. Salah is a good example of that. I'm not saying it's not real. That's not the point. This is very, very real, folks. They're going to be, when they come down here, you could reach out and touch them. They're going to be just like you, just like me. Probably hybrids, probably purebreds, so-called aliens. The Bible tells you who they really are. But this is fascinating because they're tied right into the Fourth Reich. And if you go into any of this, and by the way, I put up another blog on the Acclimation Project. It's on Substack, my Substack site. And when you get into what the Acclimation Project does, what they're doing is they're training. It's almost like the movie Training Day. They're educating the people to believe what deep state already believes, and that is that we are not alone, which is a biblical fact, not untrue. We are not alone, never were, actually. All you got to do is read the Bible. I think somebody was there in the garden waiting for Adam and Eve, and so therefore they weren't alone either. And we have never been alone. And these entities, both angelic on God's side and angelic on Satan's side, as they fight out this turf war as to who's going to control planet Earth. So it's amazing, Larry. Some of these things we should get. I think what I'll try and do is round up a good share of what he's got, particularly the Fourth Reich and the alien question and the hybrid question,
yeah,
and how and all that, so that we can, on Wednesday, we can talk to him about all that. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's really, really, really extensive. And I sent you a video. We can talk about it maybe next week. I was trying to find my Oumuamua, and I know people may not know what I'm talking about. Code that he did, I don't know, I'm trying to remember now, two or three years ago or something, about that really strange interstellar object that came through, and I sent you a video. They're
yes,
making some claims, but I was going to look that up because I know he found that strange name in the codes, but I can't find it, so I'll have to wait. I wanted to bring up this other one, really interesting here, Rabbi Glazerson, who doesn't put out a lot of stuff, but he put one out not long back, and this is interesting. It's got eight pieces in it. In other words, words or phrases. And listen to what it says, and anywhere you want to particularly jump in, go ahead. Number one, in the end of days. Number two, a star rises from Jacob. Number three, Nibiru. Number four, Messiah. Number five, a phrase that says, a leading nation is Amalek, but its fate is to perish forever. Number six, you want to talk about that a minute? Or?
Yeah, that's obviously Babylon, America, because we are a great nation. In fact, the greatest nation to ever be on planet Earth, according to the Bible, and we go bad. we go totally bad. We go totally Antichrist. That's what people are watching right now.
And
all this woke business. Go ahead, no. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it interesting that America starts with A-M and Amalek starts with A-M?
That is. I hadn't noticed that. Yes. Yep.
Okay, and then that's number five. And then number six, but Israel is triumphant. Seven, Edom becomes a possession. Eight, what I see for them is not yet. Kind of a strange code.
Very. And Israel does have to rise up, and Israel does have to have their false Messiah. You know, even Standeo did some marvelous work. Remember when he went into the book of Daniel and translated out? And if you get into Jeremiah, he even talks about the gods who did not make the heavens or the earth, and they're going to likewise perish from under these heavens. So there's going to be a big vacuum cleaner coming through here called the Lord. I guess he's going to do some house cleaning of the universe, sounds like, not just here. Wow,
and
that's interesting.
And there's a there's another one where he makes a comment that's kind of interesting. This is Rabbi Glazerson, by the way. He actually did this one June the 15th, 2020. Listen to the wording in it, though. It's very interesting. And his comment was, he said, Nibiru is in Malachi 4, verse 2, winged sun rising above the earth. And then
yes.
the wordings are Nibiru, star, Messiah, 2020, repentance, plague, son of Jesse.
Oh, you got a bad word there, repentance. That's a swear word now.
Well, you got that right.
You can't say that anymore. That's interesting. Wings. You go into the Book of the Colburn and the ancient documents about the destroyer and its approach. That's what it said. The star. And I wonder if that's not what the star of Jacob is. It said it sprouts wings and it sings. I've got pictures of it. In fact, you went out and saw the destroyer on one of your, where the Lord showed you what it was. Well,
I did, and I was up so close looking at it and just in awe of looking at it that I didn't have a chance to look to see if there was wings or any of those things that are in there. I just got to observe it, know that it was real, and then that was over, you know.
Yeah, well, this star, they say, in the ancients, it sprouts wings as it gets closer in. And it's in the Book of the Colburn as well. And, of course, what the Colburn says basically is that all of the things that are going on the earth with increasing volcanic activity, and folks, there's a lot of volcanic activity, thousands of volcanoes under the oceans. And you're just not hearing about them. Every once in a while you get one that really roars and produces a new little island or something, but it's dotted with them. And I believe that's part of what the oceans are doing is they're heating up. And when you talk about ice melts in like Greenland or Iceland, they're melting from below, not from above. And the reason they're doing that is that magma is rising to the surface. I used to use the phrase, can we all say magma rising? And I was using that for a reason. Magma has been slowly rising right along. In fact, there's a guy who wrote a book. Can't remember his name. They told him to shut up. And he did. He shut his mouth. And I haven't heard from him for a long time. But anyway, he wrote about some instruments that he had developed about magma coming up through California and splitting off and going to the caldera there, Long Valley, and that area. Now, what's interesting is what Dmitry Dudeman was told by the angel or by the Lord himself about California. And Red Oak said that California was going to break off and go into the ocean. And if anybody saw the movie 2012, I believe it was, that's where California just kind of broke off and slid into the sea. Very prophetic, those kind of things. What else you got?
Well, I was just going to mention what you're talking about there in California. Remember that Standeo says that he gave a warning out that he said that all the volcanoes in the Cascade are going to go at the same time. They're going to be all up and down the coast. Not the coast particularly, but yeah, that's what he said.
Those are huge volcanoes. I used to fly into Seattle all the time when I was a professional aviator. My domicile was Minneapolis. And people don't realize how big Mount St. Helens or how big all these volcanoes are. They're huge. Mount Rainier is absolutely huge. And when those things start to go off, which Stan did say, that was, he said he saw a whole bunch of fireballs fly over, and then all of a sudden, I guess all these volcanoes just decided that that was it. And I guess it is. Anyway, fascinating stuff.
And one of the things he said when he said that he saw the fireballs falling and the volcanoes going off, he said he was given the words, "It begins." Of course, he never finished that. And I've often wondered if he actually saw the beginning of tribulation.
I think he did, yeah. And, of course, now we've got problems over there in New Zealand and that volcano that he warned them about, and they more or less told him to he was not wanted over there anymore. Reminded
oh, Popo.
Me of
yeah, that.
Yeah, Popo. And, by the way, talking about that one, we've got that one over there in, by Mexico City going off. And they're warning people to get out of there. Volcanic activity is increasing. I think it's going to be, a lot of it is under the oceans at this point because they're lower down and as far as the crust is concerned. Anyway, can you imagine all those volcanoes going off? And how about Yellowstone? There's something going on in Yellowstone, and they're not talking about it. But I was reading an article about it, that Yellowstone is becoming much more active now, and they're just not telling people. Reminds me of that movie, who can't remember who played in that. Remember, it was out west and a volcano went off, and they had all the warning signs of it going. Dante's Peak.
That was... that was 2012. That was Harrelson, wasn't it?
Yes, when Yellowstone went off. I had a dream about that once. I never forgot it. It was very vivid. And I was at Yellowstone, and I was on the lake, by the lake. Mm. I'll never forget it. And it was kind of winter. I do remember that. And animals were coming out of the woods and running along the shore where the ice was. And they were trying to get away from something. And then all of a sudden, a volcano, part of the volcano went off. And then another part went off. And then another part went off. And here I am thinking, oh, boy, here I am. And I woke up. But that's what they had in the movie. It didn't just go off all at once. It started with here, there, and everywhere. And then boom, the whole thing went.
And if you'll remember, Stuart, in that movie 2012 where Woody Harrelson played that part, and the Yellowstone thing, it was a big sign. If you'll remember, it all started with the active particles going into the planet and expanding the planet, and that was what began the whole scenario, according to the movie. Now, you know.
Yep. I do believe there's something going on with the energy and how it gets absorbed and what it does. Now, there are scientists who claim we don't have an iron-nickel core what we have is a plasma core. And plasma also can produce, according to them, a magnetic field just like a core, normal core would. Now, whether they're right or wrong, I don't know. But then you have all these stories about the inner sun. If you remember, who was it? He did the Antarctic expedition. Admiral Byrd, remember? He wrote, or they don't know whether it's true or not, but he wrote something about going into the inner Earth. Wasn't that him that went, Admiral Byrd?
Yeah, and Stan Deo says Earth has what he calls two breathing holes, is what he calls them, and an inner Earth that's it apparently got its own sun and atmosphere and everything. You know, I mean, and I'm thinking way back, okay, Edgar Rice Burroughs or whatever his name was. Didn't he write about something like that one time, a story or something?
Oh, yeah, they made it into several movies. There have been several movies. The Journey to the Center of the Earth was the first one that came out, and then there was a more modern one. I can't think of the guy who played in that. They were well-known actors were involved in it. So, yeah, there's something to all that. It's just we don't know hardly anything.
It's interesting, too, Stuart, that some of the, you know, the smartest and most intelligent authors that we've had basically wrote books in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And then in the 50s, they were making movies like, War of the Worlds and When Worlds Collide, which is an absolute classic, those kind of movies.
Yep, and, well, everything started to change. I mean, it's not that they don't make good movies now, but a lot of them are just trash and propaganda films. Anyway, I'm going to change subjects here. Chilling mystery as nearly 30 kids go missing from the city in 2 weeks, and cops say they've never seen anything like it. In a span of 2 weeks, nearly 30 children have vanished in Cleveland, sparking concern from a local police chief who says he hadn't seen anything like this in his entire 33-year career. As many as 27 were reported missing in the greater Cleveland area. What's going on, do you think, Larry? Do you think this has anything to do with the occult? Or is this more into child trafficking? I mean, we're getting into the point now where child trafficking, we're gonna pay for it. Not only do we abort little babies and cut them out of the womb, but we can't even, we traffic little kids. And he's gonna pay America back. I'm telling you, folks, we're going to ride through some stuff you wouldn't believe how horrific it's going to get. You just can't do this kind of stuff and get away with it. They think, well, there's no God anyway. He doesn't see us. That's ridiculous. Well, they're going to find out there is. The only reason they don't know that there is a God is because they won't do what Jesus Christ told them to do. If they would do it, they'd meet God, and they would understand what's really going on planet Earth. But because they're stupid and arrogant and full of pride, they're not going to do what anybody tells them to do. So they end up in a bad, bad place. Anyway, what is your take? You were a police officer for years. This sounds weird.
Well, it reminds me, you know, I've mentioned a lot of cases that were involved in the occult, but at the same time, that movie like The Encounters of the Fourth Kind, that very interesting movie.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, you know, and what do you want to bet that he said all those people in Cleveland, those children, were missing? What do you want to bet there's not one clue in any of those cases? Not one witness, not one clue. I bet you. I bet you that's true if you really got to inquiring. And what do you want to bet they'll never solve them? because we become basically, Stuart, you know, I guess you could say we become end-time Babylon that if it happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, it's certainly happening here now in America. And the interesting thing is that like the children, if they can kill them or cut them into pieces for parts, while they're in the womb, when they come out of the womb, if they hadn't killed them, they make sex toys out of them in America now. And I know people can't believe that, but it's true. Absolutely true.
If their own daughter goes.
Well, they'll never know. That's the problem. They won't ever know. And,
that's the problem.
You know, they just,
yeah.
Yep. You just won't ever know. And what we've got coming into this country now, it's two purposes, I think, is being served. Number one, they're, you know, the Biden administration and the elite are literally replacing the American people before they need them. You know, they're bringing them in as replacements.
Yep.
Of course, I think it don't work out that way. I think when you start to take away all their toys, in other words, all the money you're taking care of, when you bring this millions in into this country, and they say anywhere from 10 to 20 million now illegals are in this country, what is going to happen when you don't pay their hotel bill anymore because the dollar doesn't work, you don't have any gold, you hadn't got any money, you can't pay for their phones, the phones don't even work anymore, the electricity don't come on anymore, the water's not flowing anymore. What do you think 20 million people that are illegal aliens are going to do, go home? No, they're going to come after anything you've got and saved back and put up and prepped with.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me. That's my point of view.
Well, that's what is going to happen. In fact, we've got a lot of people who have had prophecies about that. And we're idiots. And what really irritates me is these poor people who have come into this country legally and gone through what they were supposed to go through to get to be a citizen. Biden is urinating all over those people. And they must be absolutely furious with what's going on. But I have to wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to take care of Joe Biden, Obama, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and all these people. All I can pray for is they would repent and come to a knowledge of the truth. And if they won't, they deserve exactly what they're going to get. And they're going to wish they had never, ever been born, according to the scriptures. It would be better for them that a, what does he call it? Jesus says some, you tie it around their neck and throw them into the ocean. Yeah. So anybody that offends these little ones, and boy, do we have nothing but offense now. In schools, all the teachers, I wouldn't want to be involved in any of it. They may be the nicest people in the world, but they are all acquiescing to what is happening with the World Economic Forum, the UN, the educational unions, the government education department. Where in the Constitution does it say that the federal government runs the schools? It doesn't. And there's a good reason why it doesn't. You get the education department of the feds in there, well, what are they going to do? They're going to start propagandizing the kids, which is exactly what they're doing. That's why you don't want them anywhere near your school systems and why you want to have the states, each individual state, each individual county running the educational department. So now what we got is a whole bunch of communists running our school systems and educating our little children, propagandizing our little kids. They don't learn how to read, write, or arithmetic anymore. And I found that out years and years and years ago. When I was doing senior photography, kids would come in, and they couldn't even add or subtract, and they're graduating. They couldn't add or subtract. Didn't know how to do it. That's where we are. Well, that's what happens. And it's sad to watch, but I put my blame not so much on our leaders, much as they are, rotten to the core, the American people under this nation, in this Constitution, under this Bill of Rights, has the right to rise up and put an end to it, and they will not do it. And therefore, God is going to, and I can't speak for him, but I can just read the prophecies, God's going to destroy the American people. They should have taken care of this a long, long time ago, and they wouldn't do it. And they're sending their kids, I believe knowingly, into these meat grinders we call the education system. I don't know why people just won't pull up stakes and move and home educate their kids. Teach them how to think. Teach them how to connect dots and use logic. But, of course, see, the New World Order doesn't want anybody to think, doesn't want anybody to question anything. You are simply to obey and not question what the World Economic Forum, and by the way, this new treaty, they're still coming out with it. They're coming in the back door through health, folks. They're going to do it. And I don't see too many people rising up to stop it. Here's another headline, though, Larry. Releases draft pandemic treaty. It's not a treaty, actually. To ensure implementation and compliance. In other words, we have a communist ruler in the World Health Organization. You ought to go back in and just do a little research on the CEO of WHO. That's all you got to do. He alone can mandate you, everyone listening, go get your jab now. Well, we know the jab's going to kill us. Go do it now, or the police will be out to your door, and we will hold you down and do it because we are the World Health Organization, and we are going to tell you what to do, and you obey, period. That's where we're headed, because people will not say anything. We got scientists, we have doctors who have risen up and all but been destroyed by our good communist mainstream press. This is where we're going. And God's going to destroy the United States. And there's no question in my mind about it. And if you're a deep state listener, a global deep state, and we do know you do listen, you're on the wrong side. And you're going to die in your sins if you don't repent, as Jesus Christ commanded you to repent, a biblical repentance, not this baloney that the modern church calls repentance. I'm talking about a biblical repentance. If you won't do it and you think it's a joke, when you die, and you're going to, you'll know it's not a joke. You'll know then. My advice to everybody listening, better die now through the valley of the shadow of death and find out what's really going on. Anyway, CIA chief made secret trip to China. What's that about? Why would they be going to China for a secret at a high-level administration visit? Why do you suppose they do that, Larry?
I don't think it's a visit at all. I think they went to get their marching orders. China runs America.
I know. Yep, that's exactly right. What else you got? You want to bring
up?
Well,
I was going to mention, you know, we're not getting a lot of information right now out of Ukraine. However, and you know, we had a special show. It was only 15 minutes long, but, you know, we still put it out about the situation with, and I'll just read it here. Says, newsflash, Hal Turner, June 1st, that was yesterday, Moldova president to allow Ukraine troops entry into country to attack Transnistria, which is the location of the massive Soviet bunker, ammo bunker, said already thousands of Romanian troops, NATO, inside Moldova and Poland flying in war supplies, weapons, and ammo. And we talked about that. And I really didn't know who the president of Moldova was. Matter of fact, I didn't even know it was a woman. But recently, Hal Turner came out with the information and posted the picture. And I sent a copy of that to you today. So the president, a female president of Moldova, actually went to the G7 recently and met and got herself photographed with Klaus Schwab. So I'm sure she got her marching orders, and then she comes immediately home to Moldova and offers it up as a launch pad to attack and try to take that in a second front, actually, in the Ukraine war. And, but here's the latest on that, and then I like your comment. Says, update, Romania makes statement that Romania will not participate in the war if Russia invades Moldova. Another update, Poland transporting very much more ammunition to Moldova, delivered now by 6 Polish transport aircraft. And Halsett makes a comment, this is the latest, he says, it appears that this Moldova may actually be a second front of the Ukraine war that's ready to open on the war against Russia. So, they've been trying to open a second front all along. It looks like Romania's kind of wanting to back out of this thing. It's one thing to march into another country and I guess puff your chest out, but it's a whole other ball game to go head to head with a real army. And by the way, for the people that think that's the complete Russian army that's fighting Ukraine, it's only 10%, and most of them are criminals and hired mercenaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, you can empty your prisons and you make more room. send your prisoners off to war. I'm surprised Biden hasn't come up with that concept. Anyway, here's another. This is interesting. Arizona announces limits on construction in the Phoenix area as the groundwater disappears. Folks, we've been talking about the Jeremiah drought. Everybody said, well, that's all over now because look at all the snow. Well, what happens in a drought is your ground gets so hard that even though you can have heavy rains, they just run off. The only way you really stop a drought is to have slow, steady rain. And they're not getting that anyway. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about before we close
down? Well, I was going to mention, if true, it's covert intelligence also. It says World War III potential kickoff date, June the 12th through the 24th, which means we got 10 more days till it starts officially. It says information secretly sent concludes World War III may kick off between the dates of June 12th and June 24th with the largest NATO exercise ever named Air Defender 23, which may cover or produce air cover for Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia. And it involves the air forces of 25 nations. And Germany, now this is what's interesting, Stuart. Germany is going to act as the collective hub, they're calling it that terminology, the collective hub for the European airspace defense. And I would put it this way, Stuart, I expect that Germany, and I'll use different terms, Germany will be the command and control center of this NATO movement, which means Germany is going to, that's going to be another target. You know, Russia, by especially using speech from Dmitry Medvedev, he's targeted basically or put a target on Poland, the UK, and I think this will put one on Germany.
Yeah, if and when they decide to move. It's going to be sudden, according to the Bible. It's a total surprise when this takes place. And I believe that angelic will be involved here, God's angels. They've had, you remember the UFO sightings they had over one of our military bases? I can't remember which one it was. And they were firing some test missiles. It was a missile test. and a UFO came down to the missile. As it was, they got pictures of it, and it disabled. It disabled the missiles. And when you have God against you, you're in a lot of trouble. And in this particular case, you have Satan against you too, because he wants his planet back. And he doesn't want the world leaders. He wants to kill them off. He just wants them to do the dirty work before he kills them. This is the height of stupidity for man, but they don't understand what the program is, because they won't do what Jesus told them to do. Anyway,
well,
here's a warning. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you talked about what you were talking about there about the missiles. I've got a copy of Ed Dame's latest book. It really didn't get out there much. It didn't get any notoriety or any of that, but I got a copy from Amazon way back. I don't even know if there's any more at all, but in that latest book, he released information that he was privy to. The U.S. was literally going to do a sudden preemptive nuclear attack on Russia a few years ago, and something similar happened. Everything went haywire. Nothing would work. He said he thought UFOs were also involved, but it was totally prevented. The U.S. could not do anything to preemptively nuclear attack on Russia. So I'm wondering now, we seem to be on the wrong side of history in all of this.
We are. The Lord says, my hand is stretched out upon all the nations of the world, and I am going to do what I have proposed, and no one's going to stop me. And, of course, this is what we always called, Larry and I, the God factor. They act like there's no God. They can just do whatever they want. No, when it comes to this sort of thing, no, they cannot. And the timing of all this, the timing of World War III, I believe, will be at the hand of the Lord, nobody else. And when he raises his hand and says, okay, have at it, guys. This is what you want. Go ahead and nuke each other to death and climb out of your radioactive ruins and see how you like it. How's it working for you? As Mrs. Palin would have said, how's it working for you? The knowledge of good and evil is the problem here. Final warning, CDC data shows most important virus you've never heard of surged this spring. And I can't pronounce the name of it. It's called HMPV for short. Has risen across the United States this winter and spring. Now, what this is, fear and panic. Fear and panic. That's all it is. They're getting you ready so that when you get ready to, fear and panic, then you'll roll up your sleeve and take the final kill shot. Because this is what this is. It's all kill. They're culling humanity, just like the Georgia Guidestones said. When the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed, then it began. Anyway, final last words, Larry.
Well, what amazing times we seem to be living in.
I know. It's amazing. Here's another one. Z tells China's security chiefs to prepare for dangerous storms. Folks, China's getting ready for war. Russia's getting ready for war. The EU's getting ready. NATO, America, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And as far as the economy goes, we'll close with this downer. More than 50,000 U.S. stores will close by 2027. They're closing left and right, and we just got word of how wonderful the economy is. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. I don't know why anybody would believe anything the government says. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? Buckle up.
I think Joe Biden can't walk without falling down.
Oh, that's amazing. And yet you don't hear one word, do you, of an Article 25?
No.
Only for Trump.
No.
We got our Article 25 Trump. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. Take care. Heads up. We'd have no idea what's coming down the pike next. But be ready for it, whatever it is. Anyway, good night. Take care. Thanks, Larry.